Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is my old colleague, Antero Pietola. Antero, you've had some interesting thoughts about the recent violence in the city and why there isn't as much cooperation with the authorities, the police in particular, that you think there might be.
Well, I have been in this city since 1969, on and off, and I have seen lots of police commissioners. I have seen lots of strategies being tried out, and it seems that very little works, and particularly these events that we have witnessed over the past couple of days. They have convinced me that what we are really suffering is are the consequences of a conspiracy of silence. And basically, we don't want to talk about unpleasant things. And we don't want to talk about the fact that much of the population is co-opted by the drug trade and particularly the drug money.
Either because there's fear that there will be retaliation if they cooperate, or because they have some financial stake in it.
Because they have financial stake. Let me just, at the risk of upsetting some people, talk about a grandmother who lives in a row house and has Social Security and little else. And so her grandson kicks in some money toward the household budget now and then. So on the one hand, it is easy to condemn violence and drug trade, but then when it gets close to home, it's far more difficult to do that. And so what I'm saying is that there is no honest cooperation in many cases at the neighborhood level between people who have a stake, indirect stake in this, and the police.
Is there up-to-date data on this?
I don't know whether there's any data. I simply don't. I've been just thinking about all of this over the past couple of days because nothing else would explain it to me.
I mean, this would really be calling on people to change their views and really for them to somehow find a different posture economically, financially.
Last week, I attended a summit directed at the faith community at Morgan State University. And it was a very constructive meeting where the police command was speaking to the choir. And it would seem to me the faith community would have a very important role in this. Except that, again, some of the money that ends up on their collection plates may come from people who have been helped by their grandsons or daughters who are involved in this and that.
When you were there at Morgan, did you feel like your theory was sort of affirmed by the people that were there? I mean, even if silently?
There were some nods and yays and affirmation, yes.
Over time, I actually have heard ministers say, don't take that money. Don't take that drug money. 20 years, really, maybe longer than that. At rallies, called really to mourn the death of a child or something like that, you would hear that kind of remonstrance.
But one a pastor came to me and said, let me show you my church because my people are not like that.
Antero, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Fraser.
For Antero Pietola, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.